Waste of Machinery.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Jeff there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Jeff, this is Nico. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Look, I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time. I'm following up on a pre-approved finance offer we had mailed out to the business about 2 weeks ago. Pre-approved you guys for some equipment financing, working capital for about $250,000. So I'm just circling back and seeing if anything has come up, if you guys have anything in the pipeline where you might need some financing right now.
I'm good to go right now. I don't remember.
You guys are good to go?
Yeah.
Is there like a typical time of the year where you guys might bring on, maybe a piece of equipment here, maybe a CNC machine? Because I know towards the end of the year here, people start doing that to kind of take advantage of some tax write-offs.
Yeah, I've been buying all year long.
Oh, so you're already prepping for it.
I'm about done.
No more big plans for the end of the year? Any big projects coming up?
I don't guess so, not unless something surprises me.
It's always, a good thing, surprises, either good or bad. Have you heard of a working capital loan before?
Yes. I've read the little things when I come over the fax machine and crap a few times.
Right, okay. I mean, you guys are like a net 30, net 60 type of deal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, with the working capital loan, what it is, it's like unsecured cash that we get to the business. You guys can use it for whatever you want, in any way that you want. And usually what happens is if a business kind of, runs into cash flow problems with a net 60 or net 90, they kind of go towards the working capital loan so that they have the cash in their accounts.
Mm-hmm.
If that's something that, ever happens to you, if you're ever, strapped for cash, that's one way that we can help out other than the equipment financing part of our business.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that ever happen to you? Do you guys ever run into a situation like that?
I haven't so far. We usually get a large down payment with our
order. Oh, okay.
And sometimes we break it up. We get another maybe 30% when we're about through or halfway through, and 30% before shipping. So I'm never really out, $1 million on an order.
No, yeah, you must have one good accountant over there.
So we'll just kind of get it as we need it.
Okay, all right, and business has been good for you guys this year then, I would assume?
Yes, been one of our better years.
Oh, really? How was it compared to last year?
Last year, I think I was just under $1 million, and I'm tipping almost $2 million.
Damn, that's like almost 100% increase.
Right.
That's pretty impressive. Okay. All right. Hey, Jeff, is there maybe an email I can get you at so you can have my contact information if you want to, maybe purchase another piece of equipment coming up towards the end of the year here?
WinstonMachinery@yahoo.com. I'll get it off it.
Machinery@yahoo.com. All right. I'll send over some of our information. You can have me on file. And, if anything comes up in the next few months, maybe even after the election, because, I heard a lot of people are kind of waiting to see what the results are there. Is that kind of, your sentiment too?
I figure people just figure we screwed either way, so they're just going about their business.
I mean, that's the way that you should look at it. I don't know why people are just so set on whether or not one or the other is just going to, either destroy the economy or really hurt us. You never know what's going to happen. But, all right, I'll shoot you over some information. You can have me on file, and, if something comes up, just give me a ring.
All right, man, appreciate it.
All right, Jeff, you have a good Labor Day weekend.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye now.
Bye.